You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The cuisine of Wisconsin just can't be beat. Cheese curds are a delicacy. Beer brats add a flavor like nothing else. We hold the record for a 125-pound cream puff. Are these Wisconsin foods near and dear to you? We did some checking with our colleagues. Here are some thoughts on cheese curds, Kringle, and, brace yourself, Wisconsin beer.
Well, when they're fried, it's not the same. Like, the non-fried ones are the real deal because they look like boogers and they're gross, but then you eat them and they're amazing.
I like Kringle. I don't love Kringle. They don't knock my socks off. They're fine.
Everyone who talks about Wisconsin beer always brings up Spotted Cow, which is tasty, but there are plenty of other really good beers. It's not like it's bad. It's delicious, but even that brewery has more exciting stuff.
All right. Well, what food, drink, and snacks do your friends, neighbors, and fellow Wisconsinites love that you think just don't hit the mark? Would you go as far as to say as an iconic Wisconsin food is overrated? Do you hate cheese curds or old fashions, but you've never fessed up for fear of retaliation? This is a safe food space at 800-642-1234. Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Northeast Wisconsin, and his recent piece that you can contribute to right now is called "Are Cream Puffs, Fish Boils, and Other Wisconsin Foods Overrated?" Vote now. Dan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back. It's fun.
Well, these are fighting words. I'm not sure how fun this is going to be, Dan. But, Yeah. You know, what made you want to put Wisconsin's food and drink staples up for a vote?
It started kind of a combination of things. We were talking with some, at one point, I was having a discussion with some colleagues who are familiar with Door County and the whole fish boils up there, and talked a little bit about that. They kind of felt that it's kind of one of the more overrated things as far as food goes in the state, in terms of the fire's cool when they throw a little gasoline on it and you get this big blast of fire, but the food itself is, you know, kind of okay.
Fire is cool, fish is bland?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we're getting at here, Dan?
Yeah, kind of like that, right? I don't know that boiling fish is necessarily... you know, deep frying it, obviously, it's more tasty, but I think that's more about the fry than the fish itself. I've noticed here and there I'll see comments about people kind of go on about how they think the cream puff is overrated and they don't understand why that's so popular. You know, so having noticed, you know, here and there you'll see, you know, comments through social media or whatever, and then just from doing different stories and seeing what kind of response I get from readers about a lot of these classic foods. So I thought, well, let's put it out there and have everybody cast their votes about how they feel about them and see which ones are really beloved and which ones are kind of like, not so much.
So how have readers responded so far?
We've gotten quite, last time I checked, we were up close to like 2,000 votes or people voting.
Nice, yeah.
Throughout the thing, that was a couple of days ago. So, the brats and the cheese curds are leading the way in terms of the amount of love they're getting. And, the fish boils and a couple other things are down a little bit. I was actually surprised. The old fashions and the Bloody Marys aren't quite as high as I thought they would be, honestly.
It sounds like you're checking your stocks. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Futures trading of Wisconsin's iconic foods. So, you know, a lot of our foods are wrapped in traditions, and they're like about ceremony. You go to the State Fair for cream puffs, the Friday night fish fries, the Door County cherry picking. How much do you think those traditions have influenced and our love for certain food and drink, just the ceremony of what you do around them?
I think that's huge. I think that's everything. That's why some of these foods have risen to where they're at. They're connect us. They're part of our heritage. This is Wisconsin. This is what you do, and this is a lot of times a unifying thing. And like you said, you know, you go to the supper club, you have an old fashioned, because that's just kind of that's the experience. And I definitely agree with that.
Well, you have found so far 85% of survey respondents said they love brats. 82% said they love cheese curds. We can't get 80% of Americans to agree on anything right now.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would say that's a big, those are big wins, you know, in terms of like getting some sort of consensus. So that's good to see that we've got something we can come together on.
Well, I wonder, you know, is it the food itself? Is it that brats are just reliable in terms of how you cook them? I mean, cheese curds are pretty finicky. So what is it about these two foods?
I think with the bratwurst, you've got, again, there's that German heritage kind of feeling about it. I think I don't think you can underestimate, you know, obviously Johnsonville. I mean, when years ago when they hit, you know, one and they kind of went national, and I think that whole, you know, Charlie's Cooking Johnsonville Brats campaign probably didn't hurt anything. And then you think about all the local little meat markets that's in your area that where you can go and get, you know, from the local butcher who makes their own brand of bratwurst. So it really comes down to that level, and I think the cheese curds do that too, that everybody's got a dairy maker somewhere in their region or close to them that they feel like really connected to it. So it's like I'm supporting, you know, if you're Renard's cheese or whoever it is, or, you know, everybody's got their own place that makes cheese curds, and those are fresh, I get it. But then when they're deep fried, then it's, you know, the local restaurant that has their own special, you know, batter or breading that they put on the cheese curds before they deep fry them. So I think that's it. It's both statewide, but yet super local at the same time, and I think people like that.
We're getting the straight story on Wisconsin foods with Dan Higgins. He's a food and drink reporter based in Northeast Wisconsin. Gathering your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. What makes a great brat? How do you really feel about cream puffs? Do you love them, or do you think it's just too much cream, not enough puff? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Joe now in Grafton. Hi, Joe.
Well, I'm going to nominate the prime rib for my overrated Wisconsin food. This is a supper club state, and for years the staple at supper clubs was the prime rib. I think it's way too much fat, way too overrated. And I'm going to nominate one that I think needs to be praised, especially here in Milwaukee, which has been a staple. Raw beef and onions on a great piece of rye.
Oh, my goodness.
What I have for you.
Joe, that is a lot for us. Dan Higgins, first of all, the prime rib.
Yeah, that actually didn't quite make the cut. There you go. There's your pun of the day. for the ones we voted on. But that actually is another one that, you know, kind of thought about because it is kind of the staple of Saturday nights. And that is another one where I do get a lot of people who are really split about whether they really like it or really just think exactly what the caller said there. It's just overrated. It's fatty. It's, you know, it's so rare.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of places that don't necessarily do prime rib well. And once you've had kind of a bad piece of it, you get a little, you know, a little shy of trying it again. And especially it's usually, you know, one of the more expensive items on the menu too. So.
Yeah. Dan Higgins, our trusted food guide. He's the USA Today Network Wisconsin food and drink reporter. Bratwurst, Kringle, Bloody Marys, we're talking about all of them this morning. Want to hear from you. What's your take? What makes a good Bloody Mary? What makes a bad brat? Do you love Wisconsin frozen custard? Call in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this Wisconsin weekend in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Wisconsin food and drink that gets too much credit for being tasty on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we floated the idea of underwhelming Wisconsin eats around WPR, and it generated some discussion about love-hate relationships with our iconic food here, especially when it comes to fish boils.
They've got this presentation before they actually serve it, in which they show you how they make everything, and then there's the big fireball, and it's, yeah, fish boils are cool.
But then you have to actually eat the fish, and it's like this soggy boiled fish with no particular flavor, and it's terrible.
I tell you what, the white fish and the potatoes and the Door County cherry pie a la mode that come with that fish boil are one of the best meals I continue to have, and cannot overstate that.
Did I mention love-hate? What Wisconsin foods are nostalgic for you? Which ones are tradition? Do you always get a State Fair cream puff? Perhaps on a Friday fish fry. We can go there. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dan Higgins is our guide. He is a food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Dan, you're also polling people's thoughts on the experiences that come along with food and drink. You're asking about supper clubs and fish fries and fish boils. You know, let's go in a little bit deeper here on the fish boil experience. What is it like?
Whoever was on there kind of describing it really hit it, you know, on the head in terms of, you know, it's you go there, it's they kind of show you what they're doing. You get this big blast of, there's this big kettle out, and it's usually, you know, just outside the restaurant right there where you're going to end up sitting. And they have this fire going, this big kettle with, you know, water in it and seasonings of some sort usually. And then at one point they'll take a little canister or can of gasoline or some sort of, you know, accelerant, throw it onto the fire, and it creates this big, you know, woof of fire, which is, you know, cool. It's kind of like being at a heavy metal concert, which, you know, for me is, I enjoy those. and then it boils it up, and then you get, the white fish as the fish of choice, you know, which makes sense. I mean, it's a very Wisconsin fish to use. It's still very, you know, thriving in our big lakes around here. And, you know, that with some potatoes or corn cobs maybe sometimes, or other items, depends on, you know, everybody does a little bit different on a plate, and that's it.
Well, let's shift over to drinks. When it comes to Bloody Marys, the tomato juice cocktail, 24% of respondents said they hated them. 28% said they felt meh about them. This one is a little bit surprising. 52% of people that would pass on the brunch ritual of a Bloody Mary. So what are your thoughts on cocktails?
I think the Bloody Mary doesn't surprise me too much, because I think a lot of people are, I think the tomato juice portion of that can really turn people off. I think that's where people kind of drift away from that. So that one didn't surprise me so much, although the way people do them up with so much, you know, so many toppings and so many, I mean, kind of go over the top with them. I think that part of it probably carries it through. I think people might be even a little conflicted, like, well, gosh, I'd love to have, like, all this stuff that's in there, but I don't know if I want to actually drink the tomato juice. I don't know. And the old fashions are, you know, doing pretty well. I thought those, and actually the beer is even a little bit low in terms of response of how much love it would get. You know, I thought those would be slam dunks. Like, I thought those would be up there right there with the cheese curds and bratwurst. So those are a couple of a little bit of surprising areas, and the way people respond to stories I write about these topics, usually is very strong, very, very good. I mean, so I'm a little surprised on, they're doing very well, but just not quite as well as I thought they might do.
What are people feeling about their berries? Cranberries, Door County cherries? What were responses like there?
Yeah, the cranberries, which is, by the way, our state fruit, which is like only, there's two foods that are have official state status, the Kringle and the cranberries, and as being official state whatever pastry and fruit. But yeah, the cherries are, people like their cherries a little bit more than they like the cranberries, that's for sure. And again, I get it. There's a little tartness there. So it's not cool. A little bit tart, more tart than even the Door County cherries, which are, you know, also typically a more of a tart cherry as well. So
why is it?
Maybe the state legislature needs to rethink which is our state fruit here. So
why is it important to specify that these are Door County cherries?
Because that's where they're grown. There's just because of that, the way that peninsula is there, it just provides this. The geographic nature of Door County allows cherries to grow there, because you have to have certain conditions with the winds coming in and off the lake and certain temperatures and everything. So that's kind of why I kind of specified, you know, made it specifically the Door County cherries.
There's a whole section of the poll for meats and cheese. How could you possibly narrow down which items to include there?
Yeah, that wasn't super easy. Like I said, you know, there was the prime rib question. There was some of that. So I kind of just thought, all right, we're just going with the big hitters, the bratwurst, the brosa chicken, and the cheese curds. And then I decided, just part of me is kind of experimenting too and seeing, okay, how big of a deal are these among egg rolls, which are very popular kind of through the Fox Valley, I think central part of the state too. I was kind of curious to see, like, statewide what kind of reaction that would get. So that's kind of why I put those in there.
How did they do?
They're, you know, kind of at the love and the meh are about equal.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that could be an indication, too, of a lot of people just haven't been exposed to them.
How did frozen custard do?
That's up there with the cheese curds and the bratwurst. It's in the 80-some percent range. I mean, these could still change a little bit. But, yeah, that's, I think, number three in terms of the amount of love it got, which, again, doesn't necessarily that I kind of expected that would be a top one. Yeah, actually, it's tied with cheese curds at 82%.
How much do you think that the restaurant Culver's has to do with that?
A lot. I think they probably have a lot to do with that, but you know, it's been around long before that. I mean, they kind of Craig, you know, when I talked to him last year, kind of mentioned that a lot of that inspiration came from Milwaukee frozen custard shops, and I think there's the small frozen custard shops everywhere in the state. So I think they kind of helped kind of take it to the next level, the way Johnsonville, I think, you know, help take brats from, you know, kind of this local thing to this kind of national attention. So I think they had some effort in that, but I still think it's everybody's got that, probably that local little custard shop somewhere,
sure,
that custard shop that they like to go to. That's, you know, it's a family experience. You know, you went there the first time your parents took you there, you know, or you went there on a date in high school or whatever it is, and it starts to bring, you know, it, again, like, I think you hit the nail on the head with the whole, there's an experience, and there's part of it that ties us to this food and elevates it. You know, I think someone coming in from out of state the first time they have some of these things, they're going to be like, well, I don't know what the big deal is, but they don't have that background of those moments of, you know, grilling brats in the backyard with your dad or mom or whatever.
Well, Dan, we have some time here to listen to a few more responses from our people over here at WPR. Let's take a listen.
I love brats. Brats are great. I've been eating them pretty much my whole life. I could probably eat them every day before I would start to get tired of them. Whether they're pan-fried or grilled, they're great. Put them on a plain bun. You don't even need to dress them up with anything.
So there's the brats. Let's hear.
There you go.
Yeah, let's hear another one.
I hate beer. I know I am in Wisconsin, but I hate beer. It's been my shame for years.
And one more, Lee?
I can speak in support of the brandy old-fashioned. And I will take it sweet, but not with a sugar cube, with the juice from the maraschino cherries. Paired with a fish fry, can't go wrong.
So, Dan, there you have it. What is next once you get all the results in? What are you going to do with this?
Well, I'll compile once we have the final results in. Obviously, I'll compile it, and we'll do a little write-up. I'll see, kind of collect up any, you know, if there's any really insightful posts on our Facebook pages, or if anybody leaves a kind of an interesting phone call or anything like that, and pull it together, maybe even try and get in the hold of a couple experts and talk a little bit more about, you know, why some of these maybe did so well and why others didn't.
Oh, yeah, you'll follow up on the morsels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's so much fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Dan Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Northeast Wisconsin. And his recent piece that you can contribute to right now is called "Are Cream Puffs, Fish Boils, and Other Wisconsin Foods Overrated?" And to cast your vote, go to greenbaypressgazette.com. You can also find the poll on WPR.org at the morning show page. And if you can't get enough of sharing your opinion, take WPR's Why Wisconsin survey about the best beer labels from the Badger State. That's found at WPR.org/Wisconsin. It is Wisconsin Weekend here on the morning show. Coming up, a wildlife representative is quacking his way back into the hearts of Wisconsinites. We'll meet Thirsty the Duck after this news update on the Ideas Network.